You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your TMB Tech Minute for Monday, November 25th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Starbucks says a ransomware attack on one of its software suppliers is affecting how it pays its baristas. The coffee giant says the system its employees use to view and manage their schedules has been disrupted since late last week. The outage has affected about 11,000 Starbucks-owned stores in North America, forcing cafe managers to manually calculate employees' pay. The company says it will ensure staff are paid for all hours worked. Some individuals looking to invest in Bitcoin are instead buying shares in a software company that holds tens of billions of dollars of the cryptocurrency token. MicroStrategy has bought roughly $36 billion in Bitcoin since 2020 and is trading more than twice the value of those holdings. The company's shares have soared more than sixfold this year and 77% since November 5th, with traders betting that the digital assets industry will flourish under President-elect Donald Trump. But while some investors say the company's volatility can help amplify gains quickly, skeptics question if it's sustainable. And Chinese tech company Bilibili beat expectations for its third quarter earnings, according to Morningstar. The financial services company says that's thanks to robust game revenue driven by the June release of a strategy game based on the 14th century novel Romance of the Three Kingdoms. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.